staff people has been dealing with most of the stuff.
Oh,
the issue.
All right, good afternoon. The time is 1:33, so we're going to go ahead and convene this hearing. I am Suzanne Steyer, Deputy Secretary of State for the State of Colorado. Seated next to me is Scott Olean from Department of Local Affairs. He is here to also answer questions if any of the participants in the hearing have questions for DOLA. A lot of the policy and, you know, I've read the written comments just to let you all know that I have read everything that's in the record. And to the extent that you have questions about the policy of, you know, what happens after an abandonment or why an abandonment occurs, I'd just like to state that that's not really something that I can address as the hearing officer. I am limited in my duties by the statute that has been set forth by the legislature, which basically means I just have to apply the law to the words on the paper. I don't get to decide whether it's a good law or a good process or a bad process. That's something that the legislature does. And so if you have questions kind of about the front end or the back end, they're probably best addressed to Mr. Olean rather than to me, because I really can't comment on that part of it. But I'm conducting this hearing on behalf of the Secretary of State under the authority granted to the Secretary in Section 313201 CRS. This hearing is being recorded. For the record, the date is October 14, 2014, and the time is 1:35 p.m. We're meeting in the Sawatch Community Center, 515 7th Street, Sawatch, Colorado. This hearing concerns an application submitted by the Sawatch County Board of Commissioners through its County Attorney Ben Gibbons, requesting abandonment of the town of Bonanza in Sawatch County, Colorado. The Secretary of State issued a notice of application for determination of abandonment on November 19, 2013, setting a public hearing in Denver, Colorado on January 7, 2014. The notice of hearing will be made part of the record of this proceeding. Notice of the hearing was published in the Center Post-Dispatch on December 5, 2013. The notice was also published in the town of Bonanza on November 20, 2013 on the community message board and the fire station. Public comment was received into the record, and upon the request of the Sawatch Board of County Commissioners, consideration of the application for town abandonment was delayed several times during the year. The Secretary of State issued a notice of application for determination of abandonment again on September 12, 2014, setting the public hearing in Sawatch to give citizens who were unable to travel to the original hearing the chance to submit comment and evidence. This hearing is conducted in accordance with the State Administrative Procedure Act. We will apply only those procedural rules necessary to conduct a fair and expeditious hearing. Specifically, I will first provide an opportunity to the applicant to put on such evidence as it sees fit. Then I will provide an opportunity for any objectors to make their objections known and to put on any evidence as they see fit. For any person who provides testimonial evidence, I will swear in the person as a witness. The parties will be provided an opportunity to cross-examine witnesses for each party. Essentially, what that means is that if Mr. Gibbons has questions as the proponent, he can ask those at that time. If any documentary evidence is offered into evidence, I will provide each party an opportunity to object to the admission of the document. The document is admitted and I will direct it be marked as an exhibit. At the end of the presentation of all evidence, I will then provide each party an opportunity to summarize and take the matter under advisement. And for the record, I did receive a notebook from the clerk's office today on the town of Bonanza, which contained all the records that the clerk's office holds, and those will be posted on our website after I get back to Denver and we scan them in. Essentially, it's the town of Bonanza mission statement, goals, and the index of its combined or compiled, revised, and codified ordinances. This was the extent of the records held by the clerk's office. So I'm going to accept that into the record, unless Mr. Gibbons, if you want to come up, do you have an objection to me accepting?
No.
Okay. And do you have anything else you want to add, Mr. Gibbons?
I think that the only thing that we wanted to add, or the commissioners have asked me to add, is very brief testimony from the land use administrator, Wendy Mays. And I think that she had testified previously, but we just wanted to supplement the record very briefly.
Okay. Why don't you have her come on up? And if we go to the podium, I'll have a better chance of picking that up on my mic. And did you say Mays?
Yes.
And Ms. May, since you're going to provide testimony, could you raise your right hand? Do you solemnly swear the testimony you're about to provide shall be the truth?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
I thought you were going to continue, sorry.
No, I have a very shortened version of that. Okay. There's no Bible.
That's what I mean. Okay.
Would you please state your name and business address?
Wendy Mays, I'm Swatch County Land Use Administrator and Co-Administrator at 501 4th Street, Swatch.
Okay. And how long have you been the Land Use Administrator?
18 years.
Okay.
Approximately.
During the past year, have you been approached by anybody that owns property in Bonanza about obtaining a building permit?
Yes, sir.
And what was the nature of that interaction?
They asked if we could issue them a construction permit or a building permit because they needed to show one for their mortgage holders, if they could get a mortgage.
And does the county have the authority to issue a building permit within municipal limits?
No.
Okay. Was this individual able to go forward with the building?
I don't know. When we told him we couldn't help him, I never heard back from him. And no, there is no building on the property. There was four of them. So.
Is there a procedure that you're aware of currently for individuals who own property within the town limits of Bonanza to obtain a building permit?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay. Actually, I have nothing further.
Okay. Do you have any questions? All right, thank you. All right, then I have a sign-up sheet of people who have signed up to speak or present today, and the first person is Rusty Boswell. Do you wish to speak?
I would like to speak later.
Okay,
come on. I haven't heard the basis of the argument for continuing or not on it, so I'd like to hear that first.
Okay. Who's here with the presentation? What's your name, sir?
Stuart Anderson.
Stuart Anderson. Mr. Anderson, why don't you come up and kind of set the stage for us all?
Is it okay if I turn this around?
Absolutely.
I was asked by the committee to say Bonanza City to speak on behalf of the committee, at least to some of the legal issues. You kind of divide this sort of matter. We're some people here, I think most maybe, want to preserve this town, and that's one issue, but I understand that you're here for a fairly narrow issue regarding the statute. So I'm going to try to stay just to that issue. But I don't think we should ever lose sight that these are people's history and their legacy and everything that Bonanza represents. I'm going to argue two basic principles why I think that the application by the county should be denied. The first one involves procedural issues. The second will involve substantive issues, the heart of the matter. The procedural issues, the first issue I had, and I've come late to this, was retained maybe 9 days ago to look at this, and had drove by the sign for Bonanza many times and had been out to see Mr. Shepherd, but had never considered and didn't even know this was going on. And so in looking over, the first thing in looking over the documents, the first thing I asked myself is, where is the authorization from the county for the application? County can only act, it is the one, the attorney is merely the agent for the county. So I didn't see anything in the record that the county had authorized by a vote or ordinance resolution the authorization to submit an application to the state. I may have missed it, it may be there, and again, I haven't had as much time with this as I wanted, but I don't see that. And I think that's important because if there is no authorization, then the application can't be considered. I didn't see anything in the record authorizing anything from the county. I think it's an important political issue because we need to know who authorized this? Was this done, you know, behind closed doors? Was it done in the open? I don't know, but I'm going to leave it at, I could not find the evidence, at least in the record as it exists, that that authority had been granted. Second procedural issue was that the correct political entity name is not used. This town, and if you go to the plat, the original plat, it was platted in the recorder of deeds and swatch for as Bonanza City.
And just for the record, is what you're going to put up there, I assume, is, has already been submitted in what we received on Friday?
You know, it may have, but what I'll do is, it's in Exhibit 22 in the book I gave you.
Okay.
And specifically, I believe it's Exhibit I. So what I'll do at this point is move for admission of Exhibit 22, which is a letter from a committee member, Mr. Phil Lunt, with attachments. And included in these attachments is this plat report of Bonanza City.
Mr. Gibbons, do you want to come up and grab this notebook? And
I gave Mr. Gibbons a copy.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I have a copy of the notebook. I haven't had the opportunity to look it over to see if this is actually out of Swatch County records, but do I take it that this is being represented, that this is out of the clerk and recorder's records?
That is what Mr. Lunt has represented in this document, that it is a description and it is the plats from the record, from the clerk and recorder.
Beg your pardon. You're representing this to be from the court's office. This was drawn up for the Newell Land and Farming Company in 1956. It says drawn from the records. It doesn't say that the Swatch County clerk drew it up. It doesn't say the Swatch County clerk verifies the information.
Thank you. And I think I would have to object to it just based on that fact is if there is a recordation number at the top of it and we're just not seeing it, then obviously it would be an original document. But otherwise, I would have to object for this being represented as an accurate reflection of the plat.
I'm going to go ahead and accept this document. I think the objection goes more to the weight than the admissibility, and we will give it whatever weight we think is appropriate based on whatever other testimony comes into it.
So that's the second procedural issue that has the proper party in interest been named, which very well may be Bonanza City. There are other documents, admittedly, that just say Bonanza, and I don't know if over a period of time the town just became known as Bonanza, but started off as Bonanza City. But it looks like the origin documents are Bonanza City. And to the extent the county has records of that, they probably should be giving that into the hearing and acknowledging that maybe this is one of those where the proper application would have said Bonanza, also known as Bonanza City. But either way, that's not in the notice right now.
And just so people don't have to worry about scrambling right now, we're going to leave the record open for an additional week after we take the testimony today. So nobody needs to get on the phone and start, you know, having documents emailed. You can take this evidence and then respond to it within a week of today.
And then, so those are procedural issues. Now, to the heart of the matter. This statute, I would characterize it as a statute that is designed to preserve the towns unless there's absolutely clear evidence that the town has been abandoned. And I say that because of the wording of the statute. Can you put up the statute? The statute says when any town has failed for a period of 5 years or longer, immediately prior to the filing of the application under this section, this is to hold any regular election, any regular or special election, or to elect officers, and to maintain any town government. So it's our position the county has to prove both one and two, or the abandonment fails. Because the and indicates that these elements and this element must be satisfied. And this is why I call this a preservation status. The legislature created any, and to maintain any town government. So if there's any evidence of a maintenance of any town government, the application should be denied. And the legislature could have said to maintain a substantial town government, to maintain significant town government, but it says failure to maintain any town government. And already in the record is evidence that some town government has been maintained. Most of it is in the financial documents. They're in Exhibit 19. I think unfortunately, Exhibit 19, just for the record, has sub-exhibits which are also numbered. So I'm going to refer to it as Exhibit 19, sub-exhibit 5 through 11. So if you go to the, and those are in the book in front of you. If you go to what's tabbed as 19, and then if you flip through 19 and find Exhibit 5 within Exhibit 19. You're going to find the first thing is a Pueblo Bank and Trust statement for the town of Bonanza. And what's interesting, if you flip in three pages until you're looking at the canceled checks, what you're going to find is checks from the town of Bonanza to the Sawatch County Treasurer. You're going to find two checks, 481 and 482. One in the amount of $312.71 and one in the amount of $366. The same county government, remember this, the county is saying for a period of 5 years there's a failure to maintain any town government. The same county that says during this 5 year period, and this is within the 5 year period, that they're saying there's a failure to maintain government, they're accepting checks from a town that they say doesn't exist. So how do they do that? And be consistent. If the position now is there's no town government, then how do they cash the checks? And if they test checks, if they knew that there was no authority to cash them, that would be a violation of the law. I don't think the county would do that. If you flip over, before you leave that.
Here, hang on. Can you just get your name for the record so that we can pick it all up?
Yeah, this is Rusty Moss. From Bonanza, right at the property where I live full time. The last date on this is what, 1/21/09, more than 5 years ago?
It's 08. And the application, just for the record, the application in this matter was made in, I believe, December of 13.
That sounds good.
And so we're looking at 5 years before the petition. So we're looking at into December of 08. And if there's evidence between December of 08 to the present day that any town government was maintained, then the application has to go under the statute. All right, can you go to the next? Now we're arguing that the county should be stopped from both accepting the town's money and at the same time claiming it didn't exist at that time. I need the next answer check. This is from February. This is where still in exhibit 19, sub-exhibit 5. And this is another check written to the Sawatch County Treasurer, drawn on the town of Bonanza Bank, dated February 18, 09, the bank record. This one was processed, or it was March 6, 2009. Check number 483. Can I ask a question?
Can you state your name for the record?
Randall R. Gondo.
I'm sorry, what?
Randall R. Gondo.
Randall R. Gondo. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, whose signature is on the bill?
Looks like Betty Ashley to me. There's another signature below it.
Gail Holbrook.
Gail?
It's Gail Holbrook.
Right. Gail Holbrook.
Okay, so the question was whose signature appears? Betty Ashley and Gail Holbrook.
Yeah,
May I add something to that? Betty Ashley was the acting mayor at the time, and Gail Holbrook was the acting clerk of the town at that time.
All right, if we go to Exhibit 6, which is an invoice from the county to the town of Bonanza. Dated 11-9-2009, and it has an indication of paid in full on 131-10. Again, this is already in the record, so I'm not moving for admission. And you keep going to Exhibit 7. And this is another billing from Swatch County Road and Bridge to the town of Bonanza, specifically Betty Ashley. Exhibit 8. And we're going to pick up some more checks here from the town to Swatch. And this check is dated April 31st, 2010. Check number 501. Again, process, county accepted. Exhibit 9. And go to the canceled check. Again, this is from bank records of the town of Bonanza. And Betty Ashley has been the mayor, or the last mayor, 2011. We're checking $4,092. 34 cents, dated February 4th, 2011, processed by the bank, February 16th, 2011. Go to Exhibit 10. Go ahead and skip to 11. And there's no specific checks in here, but this is evidence of, you know, continuing banking transactions in the name of the town, maintaining, again, any town government.
Why don't we wait until he's done with this exhibit, and then you can make a comment.
All right. So, again,
direct deposits.
And those other exhibits?
Yes.
All right. And Mr. Shepard's indicating to me there's direct deposits from the county, from the state, into the town's accounts, again, evidence of financial transactions.
Into
the year 2012. And then if you put the statute back up. So there's a low bar here. I mean, the legislature says any town government. And I would submit that there's been evidence introduced that there was any town government. I mean, there was governance going on, at least in the forms of financial transactions. And I guess what's extremely pertinent is the very same entity that says there was no town government, there was no governance going on. During the same time period they're making this representation, there's evidence that they're accepting money. And I just, you can't square those things. In sum, the statute is one of preservation, and that's what it should be, because these towns have been around for a long time, and there's arguments to or for, as the hearing officer indicated, there's arguments to or for why the town should exist or not exist, or why the statute should be the way it is or should not be the way it is. That's what the statute says, and there's evidence of any town government, some town government, and the application for abandonment should be denied. This town should be preserved, and faced with a choice between preserving or forfeiting, our legislatures clearly decided that if we're going to make a mistake, we're going to make it a mistake on the side of preservation.
Ma'am, did you want to make a comment?
Yes.
Can you state your name?
Did you need to answer?
Well, let me make her, let her make her comment, and then I'll see if there's questions.
Okay.
Iris Garcia, on the Swatch County Road and Bridge. The documents that you presented there were documents generated by myself. We have agreed with the town announced to make these roads somewhere around 2007. Trying to stop receiving money on a regular basis. It originally was set up direct deposit, but when the town government disbanded, Betty was the only one left, they stopped sending a direct deposit. So we physically went up and spoke with Betty, and at that point she told me she didn't know anything about what she was supposed to be doing as far as writing checks and things like that. They were in trouble and jeopardy of losing their financing, so I did their reports, their HTF reports. I did their highway finance reports, and physically went and called the bank and directed Betty to write us a check for the maintenance that we had already done. If I hadn't done those reports, they would have lost their funding in 2008.
So you spoke with the mayor?
Yes. Well, she didn't identify herself as a mayor. She identified herself as...
You indicated she was the mayor, but you spoke with Ms. Ashley.
Yes.
Now, wait a minute. I think that's a point of contention. I don't think she was mayor at the time.
I actually have a question.
Well, she didn't identify herself as the mayor. She identified herself as the only person who was left. She didn't say I was a mayor or identified herself as in an official capacity. The reason she was able to write the checks was I contacted, she told me that she thought that they were making a couple of banks of trust. I contacted the bank. They told me that Betty Ashley was the only signer on that account. And I contacted Betty and asked her if she could please write us a check for the back payment of the HTF that we had received for the prior years. And that's what the large amounts were for back payment. They weren't anything for current payment. At that point, I think it was in 2000, I'm not sure exactly the year, I have the emails here, the state of Colorado suggested that we take over the HTF roads and take it onto our system because they were no longer doing that with the reports. The other thing they were no longer doing was paying their utilities, and that was in 2007 when the Road and Bridge Department took over the town's utilities and began to pay for light bills. So they were not really functioning other than what we were doing for the town as departments.
We were just functioning for the business for them.
Right.
Let me let Mr. Gibbons get in on this.
And I'm sorry, the one question that I have, and I think that somebody else is going to ask, what proof is there that Betty Ashley had authorization either through an election or a continuing resolution to represent the town of Bonanza? I haven't seen anything in the documents that you presented other than her ability to sign on this account. But is there
Well, I think historically everybody has said at some point, I don't think there is a dispute that at some point she was the mayor. Is that correct? Or are you saying that you're not going to concede she was the mayor?
I guess the question kind of goes, no, we're not going to concede that she was the mayor because we're still not finding anything of an election since 2000. So, I mean, that's just the question is what documentation is there?
I don't necessarily have that, but there may be some in the audience that are going to speak that will. My understanding is that there was no dispute that at some point she was the mayor. If there is a legitimate dispute that she, at least at some point she was the mayor, if we can't at least agree there, then I guess we'll have to take some testimony. But I think that dodges the question because the money was accepted on account from the town of Bonanza, not Betty Ashley's account, from the town of Bonanza. And if the county wanted to take the position, there was no town government and no one was authorized to pay for the town of Bonanza, then it should have said no thank you and rejected the money.
Just so we're clear on that, you're trying to kind of backtrack this. The county didn't say until its petition that there was no one to act on behalf of Bonanza. So I think it's kind of backtracking a little bit, saying back in 2009 or 2010 that they shouldn't have accepted the check. They didn't have the knowledge.
No, I think they shouldn't have filed the application because they knew that there was some evidence of town governance going on because the county had accepted the money. So it's not that I don't think you were wrong then. I think you're wrong now.
That's the argument that you're making.
Yeah.
All right, sir. You've raised your hands a couple of times.
During this period,
can you state your name?
Mark Perkovich. I live in Bonanza. I am a resident, full-time resident, 365 days a year. I'm there.
You're the guy.
I live there. Anyway, during this period, a person to be on the town board has to be a resident of Bonanza. And the person writing those checks, not a resident of Bonanza. So I don't know where to go with that. But people are claiming that she's mayor's, that she was mayor and stuff, and I don't know how she could have been.
How long have you lived there?
19 years.
19 years. So you knew her, Betty?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And when
she
did
delivers
you
the mail. Her family's been up there for a long time. Her great-grandfather was known as John Ashley, who was the founder of Bonanza. Like they call him the father of Bonanza. So their family's been up there a long time. However, they don't reside in Bonanza.
Did they at some point?
Many years ago. They have a cabin there. It's an old one of the old cabins in Bonanza, which they probably don't reside there.
Jeremy, in light of my questions, do you want to, either of you?
Okay. Did you ever know her to be the town mayor ever?
No, because when the old town mayor, Gail Holbrook, she passed away, and I'm not sure what the motivation was or how this came about, and it was never relayed to me. All the town representative things were given to Betty Ashley. And now you're talking about Gail Holbrook, she was getting old, she was getting frail, she was kind of just giving it up. And she was friends with the Ashleys, you know, just this old friendship and the tie to Bonanza with the, you know, the heritage and the great-grandfather and all that stuff. I think that Gail felt comfortable turning over the town records to Betty, which I don't know if that's what should have been done or not, but that's what was done. I don't think that the town records as legal documents should have ever left Bonanza, the jurisdiction of Bonanza. They maybe should have gone to the courthouse or someplace. And I don't know if Gail Holbrook appointed Betty Ashley, or if there's anything in the records that says that she appointed Betty Ashley as mayor or acting mayor. I don't know. There's a big gray area here, whether or not, you know, any of this was done properly.
So Gail Holbrook was the last mayor you're aware of?
She was the last mayor, yes.
And she signed the check dated March the 18th, 2009, in Exhibit 19 for $282.60. Did you see those checks?
Did I see them?
Have you seen these checks?
No. I've never seen the town records.
Okay.
However, those records I know were seen by people that I don't know if they had the right to go into the public records and actually. I've heard that they were removed off to be scrutinized by people. I don't know if that's proper or not either.
All right.
The only last thing that I would point out is that the application that we're here for today, it's already in the records. I pulled this off the site. I would point out that, and can I have permission to approach?
Sure.
Okay. I would point out that in the application or in the notice, it has misquotes the statute, that's an and.
Okay.
And that's the, I'm just so I make a good record, this is the,
no,
the hearing officer can read it.
Right.
Okay. The one that brings us here today.
Right.
And the small issue, but I just.
Sure, thanks.
You know, anyway, thank you.
All right, I'm going to go back to the sign-in sheet. And some of you may have already had a couple comments, but if you have more, feel free to come up. Mr. Boswell, do you want to comment yet?
It looks like there was a good-hearted effort by Gail and Betty to continue the business of the county so the roads were kept up and our community continued the efforts on that. But it would all, because of what Mark has said, Mark's the one who's been there. Mark's always there. Once Ms. Holbrook died, there were no more elections. So past her death, there was no legal entity to conduct business for the town of Bonanza. I don't think there's any disputing that. I think that people should be applauded, Betty and others, for the good-hearted effort to take care of the money the way it should have been disposed of. But I think legitimately, past Gail Holbrook's death, there was never another election. The title of mayor died with her, and there was no other resident of Bonanza capable of conducting any business past that point in time.
When did Ms. Holbrook pass away?
April 2009.
Okay. Mr. Gibbons, any questions?
No.
Okay. Duncan, I'm sorry.
Okay. One issue that I would like to...
This is Mr. Shepard?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I'm Jim Shepard. Yes. The statute CRS 3110507, Colorado Revised Statutes, basically describes... And the reason I'm going to bring this up is because we're talking about this gray area, what happened after Gail died in April of 2009. And then I understand that her husband then became the mayor for his
husband.
Is that not right?
Her husband died before.
Oh, okay, fine. Okay. But anyway, the statute says, I'll just read the whole statute. In any ordinance adopted by a governing body of the municipality, would you like me to speak on the microphone, or can you? Are you recording? Are you getting?
I'm recording here.
Okay.
It's showing that you're.
Okay, fine. I'll try to speak up. Of the governing body, the municipality requiring an affidavit of intent for writing candidates, blah blah blah. Now it says. I'm trying to find the last period. Okay, I'll just keep on reading. Write-in candidates as provided in section 3110306. The governing body may also provide that if the only matter before the voters is the election of persons to office, and if at the close of business on the 19th day before the election, there are not more candidates than offices to be filled at such election, including candidates filing affidavits of intent, the clerk, if instructed by resolution of the governing body, either before or after such date, shall cancel the election and by resolution declare the candidates elected. If so provided by ordinance, upon such declaration, the candidates shall be deemed elected. Notice of such cancellation shall be published, if possible, in order to inform the electors of the municipality. And I might point out that there is no local paper in Bonanza. In order to inform the electors of the municipality. And notice of such cancellation shall be posted at each polling place in not less than one other public place. Now, try to come up with evidence that actually something was posted in the small town of Bonanza. There is, you know, none. But the point is that if a candidate runs unopposed, then the election can be canceled and it's over. So the fact that there was not an official election and it was announced is immaterial to this, because the state statute simply says if they're running unopposed, then they can be deemed elected.
But it doesn't simply say that. It says upon passage of a resolution, right?
On passage of a resolution. And let me speak to this issue here, because I think that we have a little... Just for the clarification of everybody in here, I had a very difficult time finding the town records, and Ben, you may recall that. We had some discussion, where were they? And so I spoke with Tammy Ashley, and she's the one who actually directed me to where they were. Tammy tried to surrender those records to the town of Sawatch somewhere in around 2012, and the county of Sawatch, and the county had no place for them, and so they wouldn't receive them. So then what Tammy did is she went out and she put them in a small trailer on her parents' property. And Mark, that's why the town records left. And I don't think that we even have a municipal, there's even a municipal building to store those in the town of Bonanza. So that's where they have been held. And now the other issue in that regard is that there's a whole lot of records, and it takes a lot of time to go through all those. And frankly, I think everybody in here has another job and works, and so we try to go through and pull as much out as we can. But there's a lot of records that have not been sifted through at this point.
Okay. But you don't have any evidence of a resolution that was adopted canceling an election, do you?
No, and I have not looked at the record for over probably 6-8 months.
And DOLA doesn't have any records related
to that? Okay. Let me point out something to Rusty Boswell again.
Okay.
There actually was, in that time frame, a large place that notices could be posted. You remember, Mark? Did you ever, in that time frame, since you were there practically every day for 19 years, see anything posted about a resolution that they were just going to continue who was elected? And anything of that nature at all, ever. Okay. Is there anyone else here that was living at the town at that time that saw something to the contrary?
All right, I'm gonna go to, Mr. Boswell, are you done with your comments?
Sure.
Okay. I'm gonna go to Duncan Henriksen.
Sure. I just have a few comments.
Okay.
I'm a resident of Billy Grove, unincorporated Billy Grove, many, many more residents than seems to operate fine. We don't need another layer of government. It seems like the past government of Bonanza, I've gone to just one meeting there. I have property in Bonanza. I think it's been for many years. People have wanted to, you know, get into politics for whatever reason, and there's no reason to have a board, a town board, or a mayor in Bonanza. It's just, this meeting should have been held 20 years ago. And dissolve the town then. It's a real stretch to me how 4 or 5 checks written years ago can be a basis for maintaining a government in the town of Bonanza, in the city of Bonanza. So I would strongly recommend that this town be dissolved. That's all.
John Sylvester?
Yes, I live in the town of Bonanza when I'm not working. When I'm working, it's not even close to Bonanza. But I would like to say thank you to Sawatch County Road and Bridge for their maintaining the roads and improvements and for leaving the lights on. And that's about all I got.
So, Mr. Sylvester, is Bonanza your legal residence?
Or? It is.
Okay.
My own residence.
Okay, thank you. Steve Lunt.
Sorry, I don't.
Oh, that's fine.
So only you and Mr.
Gibbons.
Mr. Gibbons
needs one, yes.
I think there were this. Pardon? I think you were this.
My name is Steve Blunt, and I am a property owner in Bonanza. I have a request of everyone, and as echoes in this room is complicating matters a little bit. Can you speak louder and distinctly for my benefit? Many things happen as you gain maturity and wisdom that goes with it. Okay, what I have put together, and I have given Suzanne a copy of it, and Mr. Gibbons a copy of it, is a timeline that I have assembled with actions that have taken place, which A, raise a variety of questions, and B, tells a lot of the story that for whatever the reason is being hidden. It's either being hidden or is not being thought of as important to bring out. So for Suzanne, so you understand how to follow this, Mr. Gibbons. Mr. Gibbons.
I do.
Oh, okay. The first 5 pages is my basic narrative. And then as I progress through this, I have, first of all, a timeline, which is in both folders. And then after the timeline is a variety of documents, copies of deeds, etc., which support every statement that I'm going to be making in this. And as I pointed out, this is going to raise a lot of questions in a variety of areas that have not been considered at this particular point. So if I appear to be reading, I will be reading. Date, 14 October 2014. RE, evidence to be submitted regarding the Sawatch County Commissioner's petition to the Colorado Secretary of State for abandonment of Bonanza City, Colorado. This evidence argues against the Sawatch County Commissioner's petition for the abandonment of Bonanza City, Colorado. The procedure for the argument will contain several individual documents. These documents must be considered collectively to understand why the Sawatch County Commissioner's petition for abandonment must be denied. I'll interrupt myself at this point. If you look at these documents that I'm going to be presenting, each one by themselves doesn't mean much. But when they are taken collectively, there are serious questions that are raised in this whole process. And it's for the purpose of bringing out these questions that I'm following this procedure. 3 sets of documents will be considered. First will be the consideration of property tax records for 2 recently built properties in Bonanza, Colorado. These can be found on the Sawatch County Assessor's Office webpage. Second, there are 5 deeds related to the construction of one of these just identified properties to be considered. Along with this will be number 3, the 11 March 2014 official minutes of the Sawatch County Commissioners. These deeds may be found in the clerk's office at the Sawatch County Courthouse. The official minutes may be found on the commissioner's webpage. I will start with a brief explanation of this. This is your basic timeline where I have taken the dates of the documents, placed them in sequence on a chronological basis. This comes after this, this comes after the other two, etc., etc. First exhibits in the introduction. This is going to be exhibit number 10. If you can turn to this. This is the petition for determination of abandonment of the town of Bonanza. This was prepared by Mr. Gibbons. And the important thing to note here is the date. October 28, 2013. And on my timeline, I specify October 28th, Swatch County Commissioner's petition to abandon Bonanza, Exhibit 10, which is this. Mr. Ben Gibbons, as attorney for the Swatch County Commissioners, did on 28 October 2013 submit a petition to the Colorado Secretary of State's Office for Abandonment of Bonanza City, Colorado. In this petition, it was alleged that the town of Bonanza City had not carried on normal functions of government from 5 years previous to the date of the petition. Okay? So if you take October 28, 2013, go back in time 5 years from that date, then you are specifying the time period of which any evidence, any documents, etc., need to be considered in opposition to the petition. Or in the same respect, this is the time period that must be considered for support of the petition. Nothing before, nothing after. This submission will indicate that a issuing permits.
You don't actually have to read it. I mean, it can be in the record.
I was doing it for the benefit of the others. And it's relatively short.
Okay.
This submission, I'll skip ahead though a little bit.
I'd like to hear it.
Oh, yes. As I said, I have a small hearing problem.
Okay.
In this petition, it was alleged that the town of Bonanza City had not carried on normal functions of government from 5 years previous to the date of the petition. This is accurate. This submission will indicate that A, issuing permits are a part of Bonanza City governmental responsibilities. During 2012-2013, a building permit was issued by the town of Bonanza City. Along with the building permit was the issuance of a permit for a septic disposal system. It should be noted that these permits are required by both Colorado state law and also the land use requirements of Swatch County. These permits are required before any new construction can commence. And that right there is a key sentence. They must occur, they are required before any new construction can commence.
So, if I may ask, because it looks like the presentation is going to be a little long, who signed a permit? Who signed a building permit?
I may continue through here, Mr. Gibbons, because I lead into the discussion of this. I'd like to take this in sequence, if I may. Allegations made by the SCC, Swatch County Commissioners, in the 11 March 2014 official minutes of the Swatch County Commissioners' regular scheduled meeting do not agree with either the facts or the dates found in the five deeds. And these five deeds are related to one of the units, one of the buildings that was constructed up there. So if you go to the timeline, we're starting to have a little bit of discrepancy starting to appear here. 28 October 13, the original petition from Mr. Gibbons. 11 March 14, Sawatch County Commissioner's official minutes, I on the county. This suggests that both the premise on which the petition was based and the rationale for establishing the time date for abandonment of Bonanza City called for in the petition are misrepresented. As his submission makes use of documents with different dates and content, it will be necessary to make references between the various items of evidence. As stated previously, close attention to different dates will be necessary. The next two exhibits, which I submit, exhibit number one is the Sawatch County Assessor parcel with the last four numbers, 7002. There's approximately 10 numbers in front. I'll skip these. This is from the assessor's records. Okay. The other exhibit at this particular point is Sawatch County Assessor Parcel 7003. And again, this is from the assessor's office on the website. There is interesting information contained on both of these. Taking the 7002, of which this is the first page, year built, 2013. Bathrooms, two bathrooms. And then there's other information with it. And then on the back page, second page, is a current transfer information sheet showing the history of this particular property from 1998 to the present. The second one shows exactly the same thing. New construction, year built, 2012, bathrooms, one. This is the sheet off of the assessor's records. Now,
I'm going to go ahead and let Mr. Shepherd go ahead and ask a question.
I just wonder what this has to do, these pictures of cabins, and what does all this have to do with any of this? We're trying to determine abandonment of Bonanza.
Again, Mr. Perkovich, I follow your question. Allow me to continue through this, if I may, and the questions will be asked that need to be answered.
Well, I've read through it, and I mean, my issue is that in the document, you're trying to draw a connection to the fact that a building permit was issued. Since the county doesn't have authority to issue the permit, therefore the permit must have been issued by the town. And I don't think I could draw that from the documents. If you don't have a building permit, then I don't know where we get a conclusion like that.
Okay. May I continue?
Sure. Go ahead. I'm just trying to bring you to what I think is relevant.
Suzanne, I hear you.
Okay.
So I'll try to work through this. Okay. Now, here is the important issue regarding to these two items. Exhibit number three is an email message from Wendy Mays to Lisa Siri. Bailey's, and we don't do construction permits or sewage inspections in the town of Bonanza. And both of these parcel numbers are located in the town of Bonanza. Fine, that's good. However, these two properties are on the tax rolls. And in order for these two properties to be on the tax roll, there had to be building permits.
That's not true. That's not true.
We issue road access permits, and we have people coming in all the time saying, my house has been there for 10 years, did you get a permit? No, I just built it. And so they're coming in to get a 911 address. So it's possible that those properties were just built and nobody giving them no permission to build them.
But it's having a construction permit or a building permit is not a requirement of the state of Colorado. You have to have a septic system or a water and septic system somehow through some jurisdiction in order to have a residence. That just because somebody built that, I don't know if there's a record of a septic system.
Then I ask the question, how did this get placed on the Sawatch County tax rate?
And you asked the question and I can answer
this
that
is a question.
The state of Colorado came down in 2013 and did a reevaluation. Well, actually, we can have the assessor, but the state did a reassessment or evaluation of all the properties within the county of Swatch, and that's where many of the properties were picked up. So not necessarily by a building permit. I'm not saying for a fact that were picked up during that process, but the thought is, and maybe the assessor can cast some light on that.
Then I would ask the question, Mr. Gibbons, since we're finding information today. I walked up to this building. I'll try and get the right perspective. To this side, assuming you're looking at me, to this side is a 2 cement cover septic holding tank, and looking out into the little bit in this distance appears what to be a draining system. Now, this is supposed to be built, the permits are supposed to be before construction. Then what happened?
You're asking the wrong person that question. But the question is, was there a building permit that was issued by, and you're saying it's by the town of Bonanza, so just produce the permit, and that resolves the question.
Okay, I will go back to the point that Stu made. And Mr. Shepherd made, is that there are still records within this short time period that we have had to work on this that we have not been able to go through. Is this correct?
I mean, short time period since he got on the case, but this has been pending. Mr. Gibbons requested the continuance so that people could get more records together. This has been pending for months.
I was not informed of this until the end of May this last summer. Excuse me, the last spring.
Let's clear evidence right there. Where have all these opinions been for the last 5 years? There hasn't been a functioning town government in Bonanza for 5 years. If people were so enamored or so worried about Bonanza for the last 5 years, where's everyone been? It's in the last 6 months that all this has come up. There hasn't been a government, it hasn't done a thing, it hasn't functioned, and nobody has missed it for 5 years.
Mr. Perkovich, may I continue?
You may.
Thank you. Okay. I would like to go to Exhibit 4. This is going into my next point. This is the March 11th, 2014 official minutes of the Sludge County Commissioners. I am turning to page 14 and 15. On these last two pages of the minutes, the county commissioners give their article I on the county. The one in here is Town of Bonanza Update. I am going to turn to the last page, and I'm going to read some specific lines. If Bonanza became an unincorporated town, services long available there could be provided. Most critically, county provision of building and septic permitting would resolve some alarming detrimental impacts of Bonanza still being incorporated while not being able to function. Unable to obtain these needed permits, property owners are blocked from installing proper sanitation on their land, building a home, and obtaining a mortgage if needed. And this is from the official records. Now, Suzanne, I'll sort and skip a little bit.
Okay.
If you will turn, Mr. Gibbons and Suzanne, turn to page 3. Page 3 in my narrative. Okay. Let's look at the timeline first. 28 October 13, Swatch County Commissioners petition to abandon Bonanza. 11 March 14, Swatch County Commissioners official minutes, eye on the sky. The time sequence is improper at the
actually, I just wanted to make sure, are you attempting to introduce a copy of the newspaper article, Iowa County is official minutes?
I am.
Because that's not official minutes.
Then what is on the website?
It's an article that's written for release, but it's not official minutes of the Board of Commissioners' actions or of a meeting.
Can I see what you're looking at? Can I say what you're saying? Because the Iowa County is an article, an informational article that the commissioners write, but the minutes are different. That's minutes. This right here is minutes.
Okay.
But what were you? Where's the Iowa?
The last page. Oh.
I might not know what that is.
Here. Fingers. It is signed here.
That's Iowa County. This is the informational document that the county commissioners wrote.
Okay.
Was that included in the minutes?
I don't look at the website.
It's not included as
part of the minutes. No.
Okay, and then who writes the eye on the county?
County commissioners. That's
county commissioners. Okay, so this could be submitted as being their opinion on the matter?
We can submit it and we can decide what weight to give it, but it's basically like a communication with the citizens.
Communication with the citizens, okay. And so then we could establish that this is what the county commissioners are trying to inform the citizens of, and you have a problem with what they're trying to inform? Is that
yes.
Where this is going? Okay.
Okay. That way you understand which one's which. That way you understand which one's which is what you're looking
at. And I'd like to just add this, you know, for information's sake.
Can you state your name?
I'm Teresa Benz. I'm a reporter for the Center for Dispatch. I've had a lot of problems with some of the minutes that have been posted, number one, they're never posted in a timely fashion. Sometimes I've had to wait as long as 2 months to get them.
I'm sorry, this is still to
I'm getting there. And I've had to wait for that long period of time to get some confirmation of the things that were said about Bonanza, to write articles on them. Now, in saying that, I'm saying that often what's said at the meetings is not reflected in the minutes. So even if you have a copy of the minutes, you don't always have what's said at the meetings.
But the minutes are the only official
That's right.
document there are, authorized
there are
by statute.
No, nothing else that you can check back with.
Go ahead and make your point.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm going to present the five deeds that are related to the construction of this one building that has become the topic of discussion. And again, we have to watch the dates, and we have to watch the content that is specified in this article, I on the County. Okay. The date of the Swatch County Commissioner's eye on the county, 11 March 2014, comes after the assessor's parcel date of completion, 2013. Okay, so far so good. The date of the Swatch County Commissioner's statement referencing blocked from proper sanitation, 11 March 2014, comes after the assessor's parcel date of completion, 2013.
Okay, well, just so you know, I can't consider things that happened after the petition was filed. I'm considering the date of the petition and 5 years before the petition. So okay. What you're bringing in terms of evidence of what happened in 2014, I can't consider that. So
20,
you need to move
20,
to the
2013.
Okay, but you're talking about March 11, 2014 minutes. So I need you to move back in time to before the petition was filed.
Okay. Okay. It was a concern of the commissioners that building in Bonanza is going to be blocked from proper sanitation. We have discussed the issue, no conclusion totally reached yet on the sanitation building permits. The date of the Swatch County Commissioner's statement referencing building a home. The information put out in this news story was that unless Bonanza was disbanded, there could be no construction.
Construction permits issued.
Okay, but whether the commissioners were right about that or wrong about that doesn't matter for this petition. You know, like I said, we could debate whether it's a good law or a bad law, or, you know, whether this is a good process or a bad process. All I can consider is what's in the statute, which is, was there an election? Or was there a government? If either of those two things are present for 5 years prior to the petition being filed, then I can't grant it. What happened after, who thought what, whether it's a good idea, whether you can get a building permit. If you have a permit that's signed, that's relevant. But if you don't have anything signed by the county government or by the city of Bonanza, then I can't consider that in my evidence.
Okay. I'm trying to think real fast to rephrase to meet your concern.
Well, there's no way to rephrase evidence that's not relevant. I mean, it's not a matter of rephrasing it. It's either relevant or it's not relevant. So what the commissioners thought and, you know, all that kind of stuff is not relevant. Their motives behind filing the petition, you know, all of that kind of stuff, that's more of a political question, and they're, you know, they have to act for the citizens, but that's not something I can consider.
Okay. Then what you are saying is that anything, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm trying to keep straight here, anything that occurred after the date of the petition is irrelevant.
If you found documents from before the petition and you found them after the petition, that's fine. But what happened after the petition is not relevant.
These documents occurred before the petition.
Not the minutes. Not the town paper or whatever.
I'm progressing on. And I'd just like to read these dates. A warranty deed. June 3rd, 2011. A construction deed of trust. July 29th, 2011.
May I just ask, though, are any of these issued either by the town of Bonanza or are any of them issued by the town of Bonanza? Either the warranty deed, was it signed by, was the construction trust that was associated with the permit that was issued by the town of Bonanza, or by anybody else?
These were issued.
Mr. Montes, what he's asking you is who sold the property to whom?
Who sold the property?
Who's the grantor and grantee on the deed?
I don't even think he needs, I don't need to know who sold the property. I mean, those are county records. I need something that, I mean, what has been presented? The only thing I've heard presented really that is kind of irrelevant is, you know, who was the mayor? Was there an election after that time? Was there county government operating 5 years before this petition was signed? I mean, that's it. That's all. You know, and some of that evidence was presented by, you know, the attorney today. And, you know, we've heard from Mr. Perkovich, who lives there. And we've heard, you know, kind of how these bank documents got approved and how some of these transactions were done. That kind of stuff is relevant. But this other stuff about, you know, whether you can build a piece of property without a permit doesn't do anything for my ability to make a determination. If you have a building permit signed by someone in Bonanza, then that would, if it was in the last 5 years.
Okay. You were asking a question of...
She clarified what I was saying.
Is it necessary? Now, I think I'm trying to remember your original question. Who sold the property?
It doesn't matter. You don't need to answer.
But it doesn't matter. Unless it was the town of Bonanza, it doesn't make a difference.
Yeah. You don't need to answer the question.
You don't have to answer the question.
Okay. To conclude, I'm still not satisfied with our direction here, but I'm not going to argue the case right at this moment. My overall objective, if you can just bear with me, please, is that these are the items that are taking place that are clouding that are clouding this whole issue. We have material with your direction of trying to stay relevant. We have activities going on which are not being brought forth.
Well, it's in the record, so, I mean, it's there. If depending on how the decision goes, either side has a right to appeal it, and the record is established.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, that, by introducing it into the record, you can appeal its relevancy at a later time. You've preserved your argument.
I have.
You have, yes.
Thank you.
So you can make your argument.
I'm trying. I've been through a variety of legal situations, and I've learned over time to be very cautious and probably overly cautious so that no stones are missed.
Sure, I understand.
So this is all in the records, correct?
Yes, I will accept all of your exhibits into the record. It's 1 through 8, including your narrative.
Including the narrative.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. What's your name, sir?
Randall Argando.
Okay.
Now, if you look back to financial records that they showed as evidence earlier, all those records were disputed by the Building Department.
Right. I think we've had testimony on that, but I'll note that again for the record. All right. The next person is Mary Desrouches. Do you wish to speak?
Yes, I do. Because this is a very emotional. For some of the people, it's very emotional.
Sure.
The lawyers have presented dates regarding checks, which did fall within the last 5 years. But does that constitute a government or a city? To me, a government is a group of people that are elected by the residents to govern the town. If you have 5 residents, then those 5 residents, having via whatever, have elected each other to do what they need to do. In the last 5 years, there has been no residents to be elected to city government. Since Ms. Holbrook has passed away, there has not been a mayor. Just because there are, and I understand the legal ramifications, there is a check in the last 5 years to pay for the roads and the lights, that still does not make a government that cares for the people. And by statistics only, there are not enough people to have a government who reside, and the word is and have their residency in Bonanza. To me, that's what consists of government, not a check written, not building permits, even though that is part of government. But what is government is what's best for everybody, for all of us who own property out there. That is what consists of government. And there is no government.
Thank you. Wendy Mayes?
That's me. I
oh, okay. Francis Wilson?
No, I'm good right now. I don't have any answers.
There's no right now because you're last.
I'm sorry.
Mr. Gibbons, do you want to summate? Do you have any summation?
I really don't. I think that documents that have been submitted in evidence and the testimony now is up to the Secretary of State to make a determination as to whether the town should be declared to be abandoned or not. I'm sure that there's a lot of questions about what happens if it's not abandoned, but that's not really it's my belief that's not the Secretary of State's role to determine what happens if it's determined not to.
Council, do you want to sum up for the opponents at all?
Excuse me, before he does that, I was on there and I'd like to make some statements as well.
Oh, okay. So. Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. I would like to just...
state your name.
Oh, my name is Jim Shepherd, and I would like to enter into the record... just some pictures of new construction going on in Bonanza, and Ben, here's a copy for you as well. Okay, can we roll over to the test, to the requirement for abandonment?
Sure.
First of all, let me just state that I do not reside in the incorporated city limits, but I'm in one of those gray areas where I can either use a Villa Grove or a Bonanza address, and I'm a local part of the community.
There are basically two tests. One has to do with elections. The other test has to do with the business. And the bottom line is the Secretary of State needs to determine if both of those tests have been violated for a period of 5 years. If those tests have not been violated for five years, both tests, then the county has acted prematurely. Now, the question I have to ask myself is, why is the county acting premature on this? Why are they seeming to rush this through? The county's position is, because there can be no construction going on, so we have to hurry up and do this to fix things. I don't buy that argument, because there is new construction going on and has continued to go on.
I want to correct something with that statement. I'm not saying construction can't go on. The four people that were in my office needed permits for their mortgage. Whether those people up there needed permits for mortgage, I don't know. The four in my office needed it for their mortgage. I don't know about the rest. I only know the four that came into my office.
Okay, thank you.
So that needs to be corrected. Whether those people up there have it or not, I don't know what they did. I know the four that came into my office.
Okay. Now, my position in this whole thing is I'm a very strong vocal proponent for self-rule. Once you remove the self-rule from the property owners and you start putting it to a bigger bureaucracy and then you push it off to a bigger bureaucracy, the local property owners, the landowners, are affected.
You just made a mistake. It's not about the property owner. I'm a property owner, but I'm not a resident. It's only about the residents. It's not about the property owners.
Okay, now.
It's about the residents.
Okay, grant that, okay? What I'm saying is that this is a decision that the property owners need to make. Now, my objection to this has been from the beginning that it appears that this criteria has not been met. Now, whatever side that you are on this issue is immaterial. The state set forth this criteria in order to allow towns that have a hard time. And we will admit right now, I think everybody admits it, right now, currently as we speak, there is not an acting town government. That is not good enough to abandon the town. The state has given 5 years for a town to reform itself. Now, my position is that can't be truncated for any reason. We can't say, well, in Bonanza's case, we're going to only go 2.5 years. Unless there is a state statute. And the reason why the state statute is set this way is so the property owners can have an opportunity to reform their government if they so choose. And by prematurely abandoning the town, every property owner is robbed to some degree. Now, whether or not Bonanza is ultimately abandoned really depends on the property owners. It's your choice. But there are property owners that I have spoken to who intend on retiring in Bonanza. And there has been misinformation going out. For example, I've heard it time and again, you know, there's only one resident. Well, I think we got two, don't we?
Well, I'm part-time there because I have no work in the valley.
Okay.
But I'm a legal resident because I'm registered to vote there.
Right.
That is my one and only.
And in 2010, there were 11 registered voters in the town. There are people who are planning on retiring in Bonanza. If they come in next year and decide to form a town government, that is their right and their prerogative. So I would request that the Secretary of State deny the county's petition because it was The petition was
filed
premature. And I would ask the state, I see no value to, no value, nobody has shown in this why we need to hurry up and abandon the town. The only rationale that we've heard is because people can't build. But obviously people are building. So I say it's better to preserve the option. If in 2016 every property owner in Bonanza says, look, we don't want it, just give it to the county. I say, that is your right as property owners. But if it's abandoned 2 or 2.5 years prematurely, then somebody has been robbed. And so again, I would ask that the state not grant the county's petition to abandon the Bonanza City.
Okay.
Thank you very
much. Thank you, Mr. Schultz. All right, Council, do you have anything else you want to add?
Yeah, just I think you indicated that you're
going to... In a minute, yeah.
Okay, because I want to...
I think you're going to indicate you're going to keep the record open for a week or something like
that. Yeah, we'll keep it open for a week from today, which would be October 21st. October 21st at close of business.
Okay. And I just want to verify for the record, you admitted Exhibit 22, is that correct?
Yes, I did.
And then Exhibit 20, which was in my book, it was admitted. I'm not sure Mr. Lund admitted it, but it's my Exhibit 20, which is the county's application
right.
for the abandonment.
Okay.
Exhibit 23 were pictures of recent pictures of the of buildings up in Bonanza, some of them newly constructed. And I'd move for admission of that.
All right, they'll be admitted.
And then 24 is my brief, which isn't evidence, but I just thought it might help legal when you get back.
Well, so yeah, we'll consider it, right?
Sure. Okay, and I don't think I can do any better in terms of what I was talking about than Mr. Shepard did. You have two different criteria there. I think we have an admission that there was Ms. Holbrook was acting as some kind of capacity all the way through the check she signed in 2009, which puts us within the 5-year window, and we have an admission that she was a mayor was the mayor. So at least into 2009, in March, you have checks from the last known mayor. And that breaks the 5-year window that the county has to prove that there was wasn't any town government. And so I would submit, we would ask that the hearing officer deny the application and for all the reasons cited and also for the procedural and the substantive reasons.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Amanda,
can you go back to the statute for just a second, please?
The question is whether it says or.
Do you have to look at both of those where it says to hold a regular election or special election or to elect officers and whether there was a government? Do you have to look at both of those?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure it's part of it.
They have to, both of those things have to have not happened.
Okay, that's what I was saying. Okay. I want to.
All right, well, that concludes the hearing. We will leave the record open, as we stated, for a week from today, and then a written opinion will be issued probably within a couple of weeks of that. So we should have an opinion one way or the other early November. So. All right, thank you all for coming. Really appreciate your time and comments.